You are listening to Journeys on Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and simulcast with wolfspiritradio.com. Join JP, your tour guide today, on this journey of discovery from the known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome to Journeys with JP. It is 17:01 on 2:15:01:05. We are here at the beginning of the new year, and as such, I have no specific guests because I'm inviting you to call in. I would very much like to speak to you, particularly if you have choices which you need to make this year. And this is one of the things that I do, and the kind of my shtick, as they say, is I do this thing which is called ray readings, which is I basically read your soul frequency. It's not like it's like anything special, or well, I mean it is. Let me say that anyone can do this if you're tuned, if you can focus. If you can tune in to things in a specific way, then you can do it. And everybody can learn or be trained to tune into things. And you can start by using dowsing and using rods and pendulums and things like that until you get used to the body technology, because basically your body can do this without the use of rods or pendulums or other things. Your body is a technology. It's a suit. It's a skin suit. It's a diving suit. And so I would like to invite you in. Take it to the bridge. I'd like to invite you in, and you can call me on 310-421-4053 on Revolution Radio. I've also got my own Wolf Spirit Radio special telephone number, which is 775-773-3431. You can hear this show on Scottish Sovereigns on the Land. You can, you will in a minute, right? No, I can't get in. Oh well, never mind. I'll try that one. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, so welcome to Scottish Sovereigns on the Land .co.uk, everbeyondradio.com, wolfspiritradio.com, and various others who may be syndicating this. Thank you very much, everybody, for participating and listening. My thing is I can tune in to your higher self frequencies, basically, because I can tune into my higher self. And the pretext is that all higher selves are basically one being, and can communicate like that. That's the way it works. And my results seem always to be pretty accurate. It surprises me most of the time that they are. I'll say blah 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 blah, and people will say, "Yeah, that's amazingly accurate." And you know, you used exactly those words, and exactly. Yeah, I don't know. But I think, you know, like Cliff Eye says, we're all a bit psychic, and if you are clear enough and you've done enough inner work on this, and you keep yourself in a fair atmosphere, I think anybody can tune into anybody else's soul. Anyway, so back to the idea is that I can tune in, and when I get the frequency of your soul, the frequency gives an indication of a tendency towards, let's put it that way. So for instance, somebody who is carrying a strong seventh ray will have a tendency towards group work, will have a tendency towards understanding law and structure and architecture and rhythm and things like that. very broad, but those are the themes of the seventh ray. The seventh ray is like almost everything else, you know. Whereas all the other rays are kind of really specific. The seventh ray is really the 10,000 things that they talk about in the I Ching. That it's a in a, not the I Ching, the Tao Te Ching. That is the myriad of the manifested world. So, quick cup of English tea, well, Scottish tea indeed. It's a bloody Dutch oven in here. It's not that cold. Right, so, let's have a check. Longer than a lot in part. Yeah, alright, here we go. So, hope everybody's enjoying themselves, in the new year. So, as I said, to that end, I'd like to offer my services. People, are often, faced with dilemma in their lives. The dilemma is usually a working out of the expression of the soul through the personality. And I'll say that again. The working out of the soul expression through the personality. Now, people with a very strong ego will not be able to hear that sentence because it's the last thing that they want to hear. It's the last thing that your ego will allow you to hear. But essentially, you are not a person that has a soul. You are a soul that is expressing through a person. Likewise, you couldn't say that your car owns you and can buy and sell you. No, it's the other way around. Vehicles are bought and sold. And our physical body, as far as the soul is concerned, I'm not denigrating the physical body, but as far as the soul is concerned, it's a vehicle. It's the thing that gets it on, moves it around on this third dimension, just like in Avatar. So, if you like, your soul is represented by the soldier who kind of drives the avatar within, from within. And, you know, from this other place where he's, you know, in a rather desperate physical shape, but he's in the pod and he's in, you know, he's looked after in the pod and, his beingness, you know, the indwelling soul is existing elsewhere in the body of the Nabu. And so likewise, we, in our souls, exist somewhere. Perhaps asleep. And we manifest here, in the daytime, perhaps awake, just by me. Is it reliant on a vocal signal? Brad, you're on Facebook. Just I can connect on Facebook and I can look a photo of you. Just PM me a nice photo of you, okay? On Facebook, and I'll look out for that. I'd much rather speak to people. I like to speak to people, because of the way things are. But, if you can't, then you can't. You know, if you've got a microphone, you've got a microphone. at 4:20, lucky. All right. Yes. So, I suppose the answer is yes, indeed, Cortec. I can do a ray. I'm answering from the chat room here in Rev Radio. Cortec says, "Can you do a ray reading just by me projecting to you? I can't call. Is it reliant on a vocal signal?" The main thing. I've got this frog in my throat. Hang on a second. I'm just going to mute my mic for a second and clear this. Ahem. No, I don't know how I went. I've completely lost my train of thought. In a reading, I'm able to It's the dilemma, the idea. Okay, so I haven't quite finished what my proposal is here. Essentially, we are in a place of evolution. We're in a point of evolution, and there will be choices that are made, that are presented towards us, and sometimes there is a choice that kind of makes itself after a while, and you don't have to choose. But there are other times where you do have to choose. Now, it's actually not that difficult, and indeed, it is the honourable thing to do. It's the right thing to do, as far as your inner self and inner child is concerned. It's the exactly right thing to do. But as far as the people around you are concerned, it's the wrong thing to do. And so, I would like you, if you would like, it's a kind of little bit of coaching, really, about saying what's what, and what you're serving when you're in this, when you're making choices. So, having said that, I will speak about it until somebody calls in. But the idea is that we have an evolutionary impulse that happens, which is a planetary pulse, galactic pulse, cyclic, bigger than get, supergalactic, you know, whatever it is. It comes through every so often and causes us to go through a massive transformation. And that transformation is it's like an upgrade. And it's an upgrade of consciousness. It's like by the time the wave, the effect, it's like your battery on your mobile phone. That, you charge it up in the morning and you use it during the day, and eventually it peters out by the end of the night and goes, bloop, bloop, oh, feed me, bloop, 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 bloop. Anyway, and so, in terms of our consciousness, we've kind of more or less run out of it. You know, look at the planet. There's not much consciousness here. But there's a kind of new wave coming in. But you have to plug in. You know, your battery, your mobile phone will not sit there charging if you stick it in the sun. You know, unless it's got a solar panel on it. Which would be a good idea, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be a useful thing to have a back of a mobile phone that was a solar panel? Come on, guys. Anyway, meanwhile, probably coming out in the iPhone 9 or something. Meanwhile, what we're faced with is a point of evolution, and again, over eons of time, our personality energy has built up. We have what we call an ego, and I speak of the personality energy because it kind of, I mean, we all have trigger words, and we don't hear the sentence beyond that trigger word. Somebody will drop a trigger word, and people will stick on that, the rest of the learning will be lost. Meanwhile, we are faced with an evolutionary pulse, evolutionary impulse, and that means that we are being pushed into a higher dimension, which means that we have to let go of things of the lower dimension, and things of the lower dimension are more dense energies, like the energy of the personality, as opposed to the energy of the soul, and you move towards the lighter energies, the energy of the soul, as we become more light. Evolution is to become more light. Involution is to become more matter, to be more involved. And so there's an arc. It's called the involutionary arc, which goes down into matter, and then there's the evolutionary arc, which comes back out again. And it's as you go in, you have less consciousness and more matter, and as you come out, you have less matter and more consciousness. That's the theory, anyway. It does also seem that when you have things in the right order, and when I say things in the right order, we're talking about a the order in which you prioritize things. Which is more important? Doing what my parents tell me, doing what my family pressures me to do, or doing this thing that I've hankered after all these years? Most of the time, people will find that the thing that you've hankered after all these years is something that you love, and that you in fact love doing, and you've always loved doing, even about the age of five. And in fact, I do this amazing, I do think that this year is the year of efficiency, is my card for the year, angel card, efficiency. And so I'm going to get down to it. People talk about therapy, you know. Oh, this therapy and that therapy. And, oh yes, I've been in therapy 28 years. Really? You must have a really crap therapist. To me, the best therapist I ever went to was a man called Tony Payne. Yeah, really. And he was an osteopath, chiropractic, and a spiritual healer. And he really didn't charge very much. And he was an amazing guy. He did like an hour where he kind of did my skeleton. And then another hour where he kind of did my musculature and then went into a sort of Reiki thing and then sang my soul notes. So he kind of went up the densities and sorted everything out. And I didn't need to go back. The best therapist is the therapist you only ever need to see once. Why would you want to go back? You know, a therapist that you need to go multiple sessions, it can't be any good, can they? You know, making you a therapist. Anyway, don't be humble, you're not that great. That's right. Oh dear, so Hal is playing up his face. Perhaps we ought to have him switched off. Daisy. Anyway, so we're in the place of evolution, and so we're moving towards the soul aspect as opposed to the personality aspect. And now you could also say your personality is like your animal form, your animal mind, your lower mind, your survival mind. It's necessary. It's absolutely necessary. It is, well, for instance, in the old days, people rode around on horses. That was their vehicle. The way they moved, they vehiculated. So by you can then take it to this idea is that your soul is riding on you as if you were riding on the horse. And this goes back to this kind of little thing with the Buddha, with the Buddha sitting on his head and the Buddha sitting on the heads of the Buddha. It takes you to the idea that there's a kind of they're like Russian dolls. Inside you, there's another you. Not necessarily smaller, but on a different density. Pervading, infusing your reality. Still there, at the edge of your skin. But on what we call finer grades of matter. Octaves of reality. This is what people call dimensions. Transdimensional gateways and all that stuff. You know? The astral plane, the mental plane. These are all simply frequencies, not simply frequencies. You know, let's have a look. There's a quick look at octaves of matter, the states of matter. We've basically got three or four. Yeah, very solid, liquid, gaseous, and flame. You know, plasma, where it's ionic at a high, you've got to have a lot of temperature, a lot of energy in there in order to get to that level. So our task is to ride the wave of consciousness as it rises, Yeah, there's a rising tide, we can ride with it, or we can stubbornly stick to our personality world and sit on the bottom of the sea as the tsunami arrives. What do you think? You know, do you float up in the hot air balloon? Or do you just sit there waiting for whatever is the inevitable? That's the idea. I hope that anybody that I speak to or have spoken to will very clearly understand what these choices are and very clearly understand the total ineffectiveness of going the personality route. That's the tried and trusted, you know, way that we've screwed ourselves up from time immemorial. So, I basically hope to help people not make a mistake. Do you feel you're about to make a mistake? Then call in on 310-41-4053. And by the way, while we're at it, let's do the seed wrap. Do buy the seeds. actually, I love Sean's little thing about helping a beleaguered, traumatized radio host. Yes, I could certainly do that. But suffice for that, the station needs cash to keep going. And if you could simply drop a fiver. Just drop $5 into the donate button if you are listening on a smartphone and you have a PayPal account or a credit card account. You can go along to Revolution Radio. Every little helps, but obviously the bigger things would be better. Of course. One great thing is the entire year collections of Journeys with JP, which are now too strong. I've been here since 2012. And hope to be here through 2015, and we'll be also on my own. I got my own radio station, which is Ever Beyond Radio, which is a kind of little sub station that kind of plugs into Wolf Spirit Radio, which I've inherited from Dave and Dave Corso, who passed away last July. We've got a fantastic team with Colleen Tom. Now we're talking about Colleen Kelly and Nancy Hopkins and Michelle Caruso and Jessica Morocco Michael McCracken and Jaguar, and we've got a whole bunch of hosts, Dr. Dream. I'll be having Laura Eisenhower on here soon, on here or on the other one. Should be a fun conversation. We'll talk about Alternative 4. Those of you who have heard of Alternative 3 might be interested in that. Anyway, so essentially the idea of a ray reading is that I lay out what your soul energy is, what its flavor is, what you may holding back because you might think it's weird, because it might be unusual, it might be something that is extraordinary from your family situation, from the situation of your regular environment. Because things of the soul do not necessarily pertain to everyday life, you know, they're kind of special. They're like big. You know, it's like, I'm going to make the world's number one radio station. You know, those are soul ideas. These are big plans because they involve other people. Here's another thing is soul energy in general, is a group thing. Whether you're involved in a tightly knit group, like a military unit, or a sewing circle or a let's group or a church group or, you know, all these little groups, a campaigning group. This is soul work, something that cannot be done by one person alone. Enlists a large group of people who are actually connected on the inside. And this is what we talk about. This is the work of the soul. So finding soul groups is one of the benefits of having a ray reading. And if you do have a ray reading with me, I can put you in touch with other members of your soul group. Mainly because these are the people that have come to me. When I first started a few years ago, about 2010, I started doing this. And it petered out a little bit after a while because I wasn't involved in one of them. But actually one of the groups that I created was a Skype group. There are, you know, all these people who formed Wolf Spirit Radio, basically, we threw into this, came out of this group. Because I'm talking from experience here, all the things about how soul groups work and the amazing connection that you feel with people and a sense of trust and camaraderie and, love that is not, you know, it's a higher love. It's not a lower sort of lustful love. It's like a family from another family, from another sphere. It's not, there's no jealousies involved because you're above all that. It's really quite a fantastic thing. And, if people have their personality stuff, you know, you just kind of step back and let them blow up and they come back later. In a way, it's like having a really good relationship where you can have a good old Barney, get some stuff out, have tears, and make up and make love. You know, that sort of thing. I think that's one of the good things about relationships, is you can do that. If you can't do that, then maybe you should think about changing your relationship or the nature of it. So we have our... We find ourselves in dilemmas all of these times, and we often, you know, they often seem to be like completely desperate situations, real corners that we find ourselves in, and sometimes the pathway through to the outcome, to the desired outcome, appears to be the last thing that you want to do. And in fact, it usually is the last thing that you want to do. It'll be, you know, something like, you know, actually going up and speaking truth to some oppressive parent or friend or boss or this or that. Or it might be stepping up on stage and reading a poem out loud. In Findhorn, where I live, or near where I live, it's a spiritual community, and they do things like a course. It's a workshop called The Mastery. It's not a kind of official course. It's like run by people who use the place to run the course, but they used to be in it as well. Long story. It's like a community center that people can use, like a venue, like a music, like a hall. And in fact, if anybody's really interested, they can go to YouTube and you can see me playing in the Universal Hall, which is an amazing building, an amazing concert venue. That's on my Studio 9 channel in YouTube. So, I'm talking about the dilemmas that we face will always be an indicator of our personal evolution. When I say personal evolution, I'm talking about the evolution of your personality, because that's really the thing that we're that's at stake here. It's the personality is getting us at, the personality has got us into trouble. It's the ego, you know. It's the thing that is horror. Is it the same thing that is wrong with men is the same thing that's wrong with women. I'm afraid, you know, we all have it, and it. The, you know, someone's got to stop. And I know they say they got to stop, and you say that you got to stop. You know, whoever you are, whatever your gender is, if you're listening to this, your responsibility right now is to stop. Stop it. Just stop it. Just completely stop whatever you're doing that is causing other people distress. And it usually is the result of your own distress. How can I give an example of that? Well, this is all about triggers and traumas and inner child work. What I've been doing a lot this year is what we call inner child work, which is understanding the traumas that you go through as a child. Right. So what is a child? Is a baby one of these adults, right? It's a little one. And what we call an adult is it's a creature. It's like a, it's not as bright, you know, it's maybe as bright as a horse or a dog, or, you know, it's a child, it's a, you know, it can follow commands. Go here, do this. But most of the time we're kind of driving it. And the time you'll know about it is when you're on autopilot. If you've never noticed, you can drive and your kind of brain's kind of slightly fried, and suddenly you realize that you've gotten to your destination and you can't remember. Well, that's your physical body taking over. It knows what to do. You've already trained it to do these things. But there are things that it causes you, you know, and this is the whole like and dislike, judge, and all those emotional things. And the other issue is that we have sensoriums. We feel things that we don't know that we're feeling. We have senses. For instance, have you ever noticed there's people who say they're electrosensitive? So they must have a sense that senses the electric sense. So we can feel Wi-Fi. Or at least there are people who can feel Wi-Fi. There are, apparently have been people who can see radio signals. So it's not really invisible. It's generally invisible or inaudible or nonsensical. Whatever. We can't feel it. But there are things, like we say, Wi-Fi is invisible, yet proven to be harmful to us. And we have senses that feel things that we're not conscious of, that we respond and react to. And there are also instances where the aforementioned inner child will, well, play up, will behave badly, and will create... it will act out these traumas, and really it's not a problem. In fact, what it is the child is balancing itself. It's trying to heal itself. It's trying to make itself heard. So what we're saying is, or what I'm saying is, that the inner child, the personality, and the ego are essentially parts of the same process. And you often find people who are, quote, egotistical, who are, quote, acting like a child. Yeah, you're behaving like a three-year-old. Yes, indeed. Have you heard of arrested development? Yeah, that's the expression, right? Yeah, that's what it is. So, one of the things that happens is that we find ourselves faced with dilemma. And the dilemma will be an expression of this unexpressed trauma that the child found itself in. But what it expresses as is certain, in like a frozenness in the mind of being able to understand a situation. You're triggered into a situation which causes you to freeze, like you froze when you were frightened when you were free. Sorry. When you were 3 years old, something happened, you know. Somebody fired a gunshot and you didn't know it was going to happen. You went deaf. And, you know, loud noises. Well, you can't hear anything anymore for a start. But you're always on edge. But you can't remember. Because it was too traumatic and your body switches off the memory. Puts it out. So, I can't believe it. Nobody wants a free reading. All these thousands of listeners, nobody wants a free reading, and I'll tell you all about yourself, but I won't be... Actually, I understand why nobody wants to call in, because it's so... I can be very incisive, let me say. I hope I'm not too harsh, like I was saying before about getting to the heart of the matter, being efficient. With therapy and healing, because I have a feeling that this year we're going to need it. We're going to need to be able to heal people really quickly, because there's like maybe going to be so many. I think there's going to be some shocks to the system that people really can't handle. And that there'll be a kind of some kind of revelation. You know, well, look, we're seeing it right now. We're seeing, you know, just imagine. I know in America everybody's going, oh yeah, a bit of flag waving, it's fun. The whole royal thing is all a bit fun. But in Britain, the royal thing is very serious, and it's very extremely serious here. Now that all these revelations about, you know, stuff that I was talking about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, they're all coming out now. Good. Because it's harrowing. It's really disgusting even to think about this kind of stuff. And yet it underlies as a substrate the entire foundation of our society. It is society itself, brothers and sisters. Yeah, that's right. You know? It started before what we call society existed. So, and it was created by the people who create our society. And it's black magic. And it's what we succumb to authority. Because of this black magic. And those authorities have put themselves out, oh look, like we're the queens and kings and we have all this gold and robes and purples and colors and jewels, and look how rich we are and look how powerful we are. Right, so what's this? Oh yeah, there's Spindle. there's L word again. What? Which L word is that? Yes. Yeah, somewhere. So, meanwhile, I'm just having a quick look down the chat room there, and looking at the messages. Good. Yes, support Revolution Radio. I'm listening. I hope you're listening. Maybe that was the other one. So, yeah, hands up. Who's in the chat room there? Scottish Swordsman. All right, there we go. There we go. We have an area code of 250. Hello, who's speaking?
Hi, Vera calling.
Vera?
Yes, Vera, I'm calling from BC, Canada, the Okanagan.
Hello.
British Columbia, Canada.
Did you say Vera or Zira? Because I know in Canada you have
no, V-E-R-A, Vera.
All right, Vera as in Vera Lynn. We'll meet again. Excellent.
it's Vera Lou.
Vera Lou.
Vera Louise.
Vera Louise. Wow.
Vera Louise. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. How are you?
I'm very well. Hang on. I'm just going to give up my... I've got a UK number. We have... I'm going to have a few people tonight. That's good. I'm just putting out the dial-in number. If you want to call from UK, I have a UK number. This is 0141-356.
No, I'm in Canada.
Yeah, I know you are, but other people aren't. Not everybody's in Canada.
Okay.
Vera Lou, I got your number.
Of course not.
I thought 250. I bet that's Canadian. There we are. Yeah, it's okay to give that number out. It's 0141-356-4141. This is the Wolf Spirit Radio dial-in number that is in the UK, which will also come into this call. So, welcome, Vera. So, what I'd like you to do is to tell me a little bit about your dilemma, if you have one. I will, as you do so, I will tune into you and find out what your rays are, which will influence the outcome. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I really have a dilemma, other than maybe I don't sleep that well.
I saw a breathing technique. Well, the idea is that, that I tune into your soul, and do you have a question? Did you listen to
really.
My show?
I just called in because you wanted someone to call in, and yes, I'd like you to read me.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I've had past experiences that were quite horrific as a child.
Okay, well,
I kind of got over them, but not totally. Because I know when I go back to there, I still get emotional. So then, obviously, I haven't totally released it.
Okay.
Correct?
We'll talk about fragments in a minute. Because that's what it's about. We fragment. We break into pieces. And these pieces have their own life. And they live in your body. And it's like having an uncle.
Yeah. Because it's what happened after I had a bad experience. I became tough, hardened. You know?
Yep. Okay.
Kind of had a very negative attitude towards humanity, actually.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which, you know, if you have a very traumatic experience, that does create that in a lot of people, correct?
Yes, it does. This is all a result of past life karma. All the trauma you get in the childhood, and what happens is that you get traumatized in this life as a reflection of the trauma that you had in the other life. Does that make sense? It's the same scar.
Do you think so?
This is what I found. Yeah.
Just to relive the trauma from the past life, so I would do that. Create a situation that, you know, because I feel we create our reality, correct? You know?
Yeah, there's not
a lot of things that have happened that have been an absolute shock in my life. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I kind of saw things coming.
Yes. These fragments are...
Other than when I was real young.
Vera? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. These fragments.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, we've got a bit of a delay, okay? So just be patient. There'll be a bit of a time between you hearing me and me being able to hear. Anyway, these fragments okay, so in our life we find ourselves in a really traumatic situation. We step outside of our body and something happens and a sub-personality grows. Okay, these, and I call them a fragment. And these fragments have their own life, and they live within us. And it's like having an uncle who you've never met, who lives in a room upstairs, has got his own back staircase, and that you've never met. But is still
really?
In the house, and is still leaving bottles outside the front door. And you're thinking, where are all these bottles coming from? I don't know where I didn't get the bottle. Whose bottles are these? And so, the way to heal it is that you bring the fragment into consciousness by relinking the feeling that is triggered when you're triggered by external circumstances, and that brings you back into the trauma that fragmented the child in the first place, and you're able as an adult to be able to defuse that trauma and to basically you comfort your own inner child. That's the technique to do it. And once you've connected that.
So what's the technique? Run that by me one more time.
Well,
I imagine it in my mind, and then I emotionalize with it.
No. What happens is that in your day-to-day life, people will freak you out, upset you, do this or that. They'll trigger you. And so these are gifts. It's not like you're having a bad day. You can actually see it as your own higher self trying its best to heal you. But all you're seeing is you're having a terrible time. Because you're in the feeling of it. And the feeling was terrifying, confusing, and all of these things. And you have no words for it because perhaps you were too young to have words.
Yeah.
And so we go back.
Well, no, I wasn't too young to have words. I had words. I was 7 years old. So, I could speak and all of that, right? I had words, definitely.
Yeah.
A very rambunctious little child.
Well, and these things, these things work out. And you eventually, if you've got a child who's likes to run around and you're in a house that's full of china, because I'm breaking things, stop it! And you get this terrible dynamic built up,
I'm 56 now, so
yeah.
So this the 1960s, right? I mean, it was a different world back then.
Yes,
than today, I'll tell you.
Yeah. So listen,
kids could wander around and you weren't concerned at all. Hello?
Yeah. Look, Vera.
Yeah.
We've got a very poor line tonight, and perhaps, look, you can book me for a longer session and we can talk about this and maybe work on a few of these fragments. You can connect with me on everbeyondradio.com. Okay?
Everbeyondradio.com?
That's right.
All right, I just want to tell you, where I live, it's the Okanagan Valley, which is like lots of fruit grows here.
Lovely.
And stuff. It's very mountainous and beautiful in British Columbia. And, I was complaining that we didn't have much snow about maybe 2 weeks ago. And, I'll tell you, we just got 2 feet of snow. I'm on the balcony shoveling it off.
Well, there
I came
you go.
In and then, I've got the radio on, eh? Well, the computer.
You create your reality, eh?
Yes.
So, thank you very much.
In a way, I kind of asked for it, and then I everybody that skis and all of that, I thought, geez, because it would get a little snow and then rain and all go away, basically, and I know when I skidooed, well, you know, you're just so happy when there's snow, but not this much of a dump. It's going to be a few days before it's kind of usable, eh? Because
So Vera. So Vera.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Snow is very good, but we're talking about soul energy. I just want to put it out there.
All right.
Your soul energy is Ray 2 modem. Ray 2 monad, higher self. Ray 6 soul. Ray 4 personality. Essentially, in terms of soul dynamics, you're a great prayer. Your position in life is to give beauty and blessing to the world. Okay, so go out and do that, and it'll make you feel
all
happy.
Right, thank you.
All right,
bless you for saying that.
Well, that's the way,
because I do feel that way.
Yes.
Okay, you have a great day.
Okay, you too.
And I'll just listen to you. Okay,
thank you, Vera. Bye bye. Okay, well, there we go. That was quite fun. And waiting patiently is area code 425. Is that another Canada?
No, I'm in Washington State. I'm a couple hours south of the last caller.
Oh, but so very west, very quiet. Very quiet. Let me just turn you off a bit.
I like the way that you tongue-tied is how my brain is right now. Anyway, I listen to you often, and I really, from the bottom of my heart, want to thank you for what you say, how you say it, when you say it, and how open you are, because you touch me every single time, multiple times that I listen to you. And sometimes I get so caught up in the spiritual process and overwhelmed with emotion that I can't think. And then you come along and you say exactly what's happening to me, and I just immediately recognize it and calm down. And I just wanted to let you know I am so, so terribly grateful for that.
Oh, sweetheart, that will make sense when I tell you about this, okay? Because your high self is Ray 1. Your soul reality is Ray 2 of love wisdom, and your personality is Ray 7, okay, of rhythm and order. And so you, I imagine, would be a person who is actually quite... I would say advanced spiritually. I mean, you'd be doing things like Reiki on a regular basis. You would have altars, little altars wherever you go. You'll make little altars. You know, you'll have a feather and a shell, and you know, just put things together. You're probably very good with your fingers. Very, very good at making things. Perhaps even drumming or dancing or something involved in rhythm. How am I doing?
I think you're doing well.
You really think so?
I would love to be able to dance. I need a certain rhythm to get the most dead of me going.
Uh-huh.
But I like rhythm. Rhythm makes me work.
Yeah.
With my fingers, I do like to make things. I like to problem solve, fix things, anything. I like to fix it. I like to learn how to fix it. I love working. I figure it's complicated in order to make. And I spend most of my time, all of my time actually, just being cleansed by the spirit and being set free. And one thing I really appreciate about what you say is what you see as, you know, horoscope, astrologically, whatever the term is. You say what's going on, and then I just immediately figure, well, that's what's going on. That's why I'm so absent-minded or terrified or whatever I'm feeling at the moment. But
yeah,
wow.
You will also, well, here's the thing, all right? You know what I was saying before about how all the souls are connected together, they're the one thing expressing into many?
Yeah.
And that when you meet somebody from your soul group, which is huge, because there's loads of people on the earth, there aren't that many souls, all right? So a soul group is a huge thing. That there will be some kind of recognition or archetypal understanding of how that person is.
Mm-hmm.
Their voice may come out sharper or clearer or in some way stand forward. It's a bit like when you meet somebody. You go into a room and, you know, there's somebody, they could be well over there, but the way they move and the way they're standing, they're in a different world. And in fact, they're in the same world as you are, and that's why you notice them. You may even strike up a conversation with them. You discover that you've got so much in common, and it's just amazing that you just turned up at that party and I noticed you straight away. Oh, I noticed you straight away, you know, all that sort of stuff. These are people that you've known from your past lives and, in general, may well be part of your soul group. Just to say that your soul group is, Ray 1-2. Ray 1 monad, Ray 2 souls, and so you're here doing, you've got a purpose, and that needs release, if you have done so already. So if you stick around, we'll try and keep this call running, a couple of callers. If not, call in on the other side.
I would like to stick around, because I missed your last sentence, and it's important.
Okay, not.
Thank you.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10...
Oh, yes. This is this is getting warm now, getting hot in here. Let's see. Now, area code 421. I don't even know your name.
Judy.
Oh, hello, Judy. So,
hello.
Where are you in Washington State?
I am.
Excellent. Excellent.
Oh, did you know where?
In Seattle?
North of Seattle.
North of Seattle.
A little bit.
Hey, that's Twin Peaks country, isn't it?
Oh, the TV show?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. About 40 minutes from here. And right now it's flooded.
Oh, is it? The owls are not what they seem, you know. I love that show. It was brilliant. So, meanwhile, yes, I was saying something.
I know I lost it too.
Yeah.
But it was important. It was really touching me. It was about the soul group, and I haven't met anybody like that in a long time. So, I would like to, though. I need some girlfriends.
Well, I would say, right, okay, so what I've found is that I've found more soul group on the internet than I have in person, so to speak.
Yeah.
But then once I met them on the internet, when we met in person, it was brilliant. It was real fun.
Mm-hmm.
I have this ability to recognize frequencies. I can recognize my own soul group by its own frequency, and it's more facilitated for me. I'm I'm like one of these people who I'm not shy. I'll walk up to people no matter who they are.
Good.
And so. Yeah, so basically, you'll be looking at things that involve healing, things that involve groups, things that involve order. So, for instance, would be a regular healing group, so every fortnight on a Tuesday. You know, that, what I mean by regular, rhythmic, or weekly, it's an activity that opens the heart center. Actually, do you know about the healing work that we do on Wolf Spirit Radio on Sunday night?
I believe I've listened once, and I did recognize a lot, but that's about it. So Sunday night on Wolf Spirit?
Yeah. Sunday nights on Wolf Spirit Radio. At this time, in this slot, we have Frank Jordan and the Earth Mind Think Tank Group. He operates out of Boise, Idaho. And using the morphological field of the listeners, basically everybody who's listening takes part in a great big group healing.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Yes, and I felt it.
Yeah.
It was my knee. It was a knee one.
Oh, he's good with knees. That's how he got on the radio with his knee ability. I had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about the first time he came on was with the, you know, David Corso, who'd been a paratrooper for all these years and had completely wrecked knees and couldn't walk, and Frank did a healing on him and like, yeah, here, I'll give you radio air time forever now. Yeah, thank you. So we do this healing work, and that's the kind of thing that that would be very valuable to you. You would learn things, you'd meet people. So, group healing activities, things like that.
That is my greatest joy, seeing someone be better, get better, feel better, have their needs met. That is my greatest joy.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of stuck because I'm disabled. I have two discs in my back that are bad. I've got severe arthritis in my back and my hip, and my adrenal glands, because of the spiritual journey and the stress of it all, are completely shot, so I have no energy to speak of. So I'm kind of just sitting and praying all day, but it gets to be lonesome and scary, and then I listen to you, and you put words on what's going on, and I calm down immediately, and I, again, thank you immensely for that.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, you see, you'll be experiencing the world from the same point of view, if you see what I mean. And it's not the same point of view, as you noticed, to like the general populace, as it were, the mainstream world.
That's right. Yeah. My focus is not on everything out there. It seems to be on everything in there.
Yeah. Very inner, because you're a spiritual, you're on a spiritual journey, you see, and this is what it's about, which is an inner journey.
Right.
So, Judy, thank you very much for calling in. I've got a stack now. So
okay. I was curious about my Ray numbers, and I didn't ask for that, but thank you for that too. And
yes.
Many, 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 many blessings to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Judy. God bless you.
Bye bye.
Thank you very much. Right. So, there's my mask on. Oh, there we go. Right. So, area code 195. Hello. No, 954. Wrong way. 954. Where are you?
Yes. My name is Harley, and I'm in South Florida, Coral Springs.
Hey, Harley in South Florida. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, and I'm pretty optimistic about this new year, and trying to cut the negativity out, and focus on success and helping others.
Okay, so do you have a question or a dilemma?
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time, me dialing in, so I kind of wanted to have a Ray reading from you.
Yeah.
And I'd really appreciate it. I'm a big fan of Wolf Spirit Radio, I would highly recommend it by you, by a good friend of mine. And I would like to get a Ray reading from you, and I'm down to listen.
Okay. Your Rays, so you've heard of the Indigo Children and the Crystal Children, have you?
Absolutely.
Right. So I don't know if you've identified with one of those, but I put you in the Crystal group because you come from the seventh Ray soul, Ray 7 soul. So
right.
your Rays are 2-7, where did I go? 3. 2-7-3.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so, nice. this is a very, practical person. This is somebody who's, you can talk to anybody. You can relate, more specifically, you can relate to anybody. Which,
definitely.
You know, that's like, you can create incredible group adhesion by understanding people from the inside. You're very sensitive to that. All right, so you belong to this the crystal children, which is the new age. People talk about the new age, and it's like that. Not the new age movement, but the true new age is the energy of the incarnating souls and the flow of energy that is coming onto the planet. You see, we're now beyond the end of Ray 6. That was 2012. 2012 was the last emanation of the Ray 6. Since, well, maybe about 1920, 1910 onwards, Ray 7 has been incarnating more and more and more. So depending on how old you are, and I'd put you, in your mid 30s?
No, I'm actually 27.
27. All right. Okay. Very good. Very good. So you're just coming up to your Saturn's return. That's
yes.
Is it a tell me all about it situation now? The 273. You're now starting. So you'll have had as you grow up, until you get to about your early 30s, you're mainly ruled by your personality ray. And then from the 30s to the 60s, you're mainly ruled by your soul ray. And from 60s onwards, generally, you go to your maturity. This is why elders are wise, because they're monadically connected. They managed to survive this long. They actually deserve the wisdom. And so, oops, there's no number. Okay. I'm really stacking up. Don't know if I'll get to you later, Courtney.
It's all good.
You're embarking on the journey of your soul. Okay, so you'll be moving out of one kind of work, and gradually you'll be getting interested. You may have a hobby. Harley, that is something that you've loved doing, but has been kind of not in your work kind of remit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have something like that?
Yeah, you know, I'm a fitness distributor. You know, I help people get in shape, and I've been going through hell at my job because of the working environment. You know, they smoke cigarettes inside, and you know, I'm very declared by the doctor that I'm bipolar. But I think everybody has a little bipolar in them. I'm very manic. I sound balanced with a crystal stone called Shungite.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and everybody thinks I'm crazy now. But the thing is, you know, I allow them to, you know, think that I'm crazy, and I'm just staying silent, and I just ignore it. And, you know, it's just, I just felt like some kind of just energy throughout this holidays where, you know, I got into an accident where I almost died. And my soul left my body, and I felt like I was reborn again.
Mm.
So pretty much that's why, as you were speaking, I was like, how the heck is he nailing everything spot on? So like, pretty much I experienced that. You know, me, I'm a kind of person where I just want to travel the world, you know, just see different things. I feel like Florida's a peninsula for me now, like an island. So I just want to travel the world, meet different people. I want to see my grandma in Brazil. And just, you know, visit different, you know, because I have a lot of people who like me from around the world who appreciate me more than, you know, over here. And I just want to travel around the world. I'm a Gemini, so I can't stay stuck in one place because I go nuts. So,
yeah, that's your third ray there. So, Harley.
Yeah.
I'm just overwhelmed by calls, so I'm going to have to say thank you for calling in. And
thank you very much.
Excellent, and enjoy Shungite. Actually, if you go to Ever Beyond Radio, my lovely girlfriend Nikki makes these amazing pendants from Shungite.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
No, sorry, I'm listening. I'm saying okay.
Yeah. So have a look. There's all different forms. We do some interesting stuff over here. So thank you very much, Holly. God
bless you. Thank you. Take care. Pleasure talking to you.
Bye now. Okay. Now, which one called first? I hope these are coming out in order. Yes, indeed. Yeah, so area code 973. Hello. Who am I speaking?
Hi, how are you?
Hello, who's that?
My name is Andrea, and I'm friends with Michelle, and I've been dying to talk to you, so
oh.
I've been talking about you all the time, so I finally got through.
Well, there you go, and I'm doing a free reading show, so not only that, I get to tell you all about the color of your socks and things.
Yes.
So, you know, like two psychics meet on the street and says, you're all right, how am I? Anyway, meanwhile, Andrea, tell, first of all, where are you and what's going on?
I'm in New Jersey, and I've been a little stuck. I'm calling for a ray reading, and I gave my job up last year. I worked for corporate, and it sort of just beat me down, so I'm just sort of on a different path right now and just following my heart, but it does get hard at times.
Okay, well, that makes sense, yeah. So, the corporate world runs out, because the corporate represents the personality. It represents the ego. Everything that corporations do, that's what egos do. It's like an expression of the ego.
Yeah.
And as you're aware, corporation is related to the idea of corpse. You know, it's crystallization, it's death. Hello, 604. Could you please mute your microphone until we speak, please? Is that possible? Thank you. Yeah. So, your rays are the same as mine. 1, 2, 3.
Awesome.
As I was talking before earlier on the show about how the evolutionary path takes us beyond. could you mute your mic, please?
Who, me?
No, not at all. This is area code 604. Hang on, let's speak to you. 604, hello.
Hello. Sorry, I don't know how to mute anything on this phone.
Oh, right. Okay, so if you could just... are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on a landline.
On a laptop?
A landline.
A landline, okay. For some reason, I'm hearing myself being echoed down there. So if you maybe cover over the microphone or something while you're listening. But anyway,
okay.
I'll get back to you soon. Okay. Sorry, that's a little distracting. I lost my focus on you. So, yes, rays 1, 2, and 3. Essentially, what you do is you create a lot of little sub-projects in your world. Okay?
Yeah.
And they're like the plate spinners. You know, the people who spin plates in the theater.
You're so right.
And these different plates will all come together in a stack. But you have to find who you are first before you can let the plate stop spinning.
Okay.
And it's all these different things that you're pointing outwards in. This is things that you've had hobbies and you've had interests and you've had your career, and your career may perhaps have been driven by your circumstances, you know, your family or your, you know, whatever. However you've arrived here you are. And you'll have also, as I said, had interests and hobbies. And you'll find that throughout the whole of your lifetime, you'll have created a multifaceted individual that you thought was actually only single-pointed. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, so now you leave your work, alright?
Alright.
Yeah.
And you're wondering, what do I do?
What do I do?
Where do I find a job? And the bad news is that there is no job for you. That's the bad news. Mm-hmm. But the good news is that there's no job that could possibly encompass who you are.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And, you know, the 1, 2, 3 is your entrepreneur. You're very eclectic. You got, and, you know, with this first rate, you know, you could have ideas that people in your environment might say, well, you're a bit big for your boots, you know, you're trying to think above your station, you know, all that sort of stuff. But, that's, not necessarily true that it's above your station.
Yes, I have dreams.
You have dreams. Well, as the Revolution Radio commercial, or whatever it is, not really a commercial, advert says, you have a choice to be a bald madman or, not a bald madman. I'm a bald madman. I have no choice. I'm a bald madman. What can I do? You have a choice between being a bold genius and a mad and or a mad woman or whatever. But it's essentially he's saying that the genius part is you work towards your soul, and your soul is what you love. The nature, you know, the nature of soul is love, as they say in the elder. But it's true. And soul energy is love energy, which is ray 2, which is your soul ray. So that's easy. The way to find your soul is to find what you love. Simple.
Okay, then I'm doing it.
And you're doing it.
I am.
Well done.
I just needed confirmation, I guess, so I appreciate that. So I'm on my way.
You obviously are, because you're a friend with Michelle.
Yes.
And let me just say that you and Michelle have what are called complementary rays.
Oh, cool.
So you find that there are things that she's like that you're not like, and things that you're like and she's not like, and they complement each other. They complete.
Yep.
You know, like really good friends or a good team.
Right, the first day I met her.
Yeah. And you can get traction because you won't be triggered by each other because you're soulful. You're not personality oriented. You're soul oriented.
Right.
Yeah. The more you give up this worldly stuff, the more soul oriented you are. The more you know, corporation suit that you hang up in the wardrobe, you put away and never take out again. You know, the more you do that, the more you go towards your soul. Your soul doesn't like contraction. Constriction.
Doesn't
like any of that.
You
soul is like a fire hose.
It is, I am.
You know?
All right.
So, Andrea, thank you for calling me.
Thank you, I appreciate it. You
bless
have a
your
good
heart.
Night.
You too. I'll catch you soon.
All right, bye.
Area code 604. Hello.
Hi, JP. How are you?
All right. Who's speaking?
It's Marie calling from Vancouver.
Wow. I'm getting so many Canucks and West Coasters today. It's great.
It must be the weather.
Are you all snowed in or flooded?
Well, actually, we're the only city in Canada that doesn't have snow, but I'm just wondering how long that will last.
Just have some ice cream. It'll feel good. So, he said, just having a little bit of ice cream. What's your name, my dear?
My name is Marie.
Marie. And what's your situation? Why would you like a reading?
Well, I've been doing a lot of energy work over the years. And as a result, somehow I think I've really messed up my energy body, and I've got lots of pressure in my lower back, and my abdomen is all out of whack, and I'm convinced it's because of energy work, and perhaps I may have picked up some bad energy someplace, I don't know, but whatever, it's been going on for about 8 years now, and I'm just wondering, is this a karmic thing, or what was my mistake, or what am I, how can I fix this?
All right. Okay. So your personality, your rays are monad 2. That's your high soul. Mid soul is ray 6. Personality is ray 7. Okay. So yes, you are working out karma. Okay. I can say that because you are still in this ray 6 soul group. Did you remember I said earlier that Ray 6 kind of stopped incarnating around 2012?
Okay, no, yeah? I didn't catch that.
All right, well, you're in the last wave. You're in the last wave of the Ray 6, and you're just finishing off your karma.
Okay?
And so you'll find yourself in relationships that are bloody difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they may appear to be the other person's problem.
Right.
I know this may be hard to hear, okay? But everybody's got stuff. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody, and that means you as well as me, you know? Everybody's got stuff. And it's incumbent on us to take the initiative to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And so my message here is that it is important to not always project out that it might be somebody else's issue. It may be wise to see what the other person is doing, or in fact, record yourself complaining about this and these other people, and just to see if they apply to you. Objectively. So the issue is that the Ray 7 personality can crystallize quite easily. Do you know what crystallize means?
No.
It's a Tuesday and the ice cream van comes around at 4 o'clock. And so the crystallization of that thought is that the ice cream van comes around every Tuesday at 4 o'clock. And it might not. It might, but it might not. Sometimes it works. Sometimes you might have found that, you know, other Tuesdays at 4 o'clock, the ice cream van arrives. But it might be that the van comes at 5 or at 4 or 3 or, you know. As what I'm saying is that it makes hard and fast rules that don't need to be hard and fast.
Okay.
Does that speak to you?
Yes, I'm sort of getting that, you know, whatever my expectations are might not actually be the case.
And perceptions.
Okay.
Okay, so it's wise to communicate rather than assume.
Okay.
Always. Especially in the new period, in the new age. We're now moving from Ray 2 and Ray 6 to Ray 7 and Ray 3. Which means that we're going from belief to knowledge.
Okay.
From blind faith to understanding. And so the world of superstition has no place. In the new world. Now, it might be that people do similar things to what superstitious people did, but they do it because they know the reason of it. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, in a way. I guess I have been looking for the truth for years, and I have to say that there's so much information out there. I find it hard to know what the truth is anymore, and I don't even know if I really can know it.
Well, I'll give you a tip. Do you use pendulums?
I haven't done.
Or dowsing rods, or any form of dowsing?
Not yet.
I would recommend learning how to douse. You just go to YouTube and type in how to douse, okay? D-O-W-S-E.
Okay.
or even how to douse using rods. You can take a pair of coat hangers, you know, the metal coat hangers,
right,
and a pair of pliers, and you can make a pair in 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. They are indicators. They're not magical implements in themselves. They're indicators. They're like the needle on the meter. You know, if you look at a meter, you know, old-fashioned meters have a
right.
needle that swings across, and down underneath in the back, you see this mechanism. It's the mechanism that's doing the work, not the needle. The needle's just moving as an indicator. You mm-hmm. see, so the rods are just moving as an indicator to show the electromagnetic field, the scalar field around your body. And when you're in truth, when you're experiencing a true thought, your body knows. It can recognize the truth, like just about every animal on the planet. You know, we're the only animal on the planet that cannot do this. But we need, when we get rods, then we can do it, because the rods indicate to us what our body is saying to us. We've mm-hmm. been disconnected from our bodies genetically, and that's a long, another long story. But mm-hmm. essentially, you can reconnect your inner senses through the use of dowsing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Every time you have a question, every time you have a thought, well, is this stuff good for me or not? Just work with the needles.
Okay.
Okay? With the rods. Because they will help your body communicate with you. And eventually you'll be able to hear your body. You'll feel it. You feel, you know, like you'll have tuned your gut reaction. It'll be more than just a reaction. You'll have senses. Learn to ask good questions.
Mm-hmm.
Good questions is the essence of finding good answers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. That makes great sense. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate that.
So, Maria.
Good New Year to you.
And yourself too. And if, as I said, if you or anybody else wants to have a private conversation with me, come along to Ever Beyond Radio. I've got a little booking form and consultations and things like that. And we connect on Skype, and I can talk in greater depth and in greater privacy.
Okay, well, thank you very much, JP.
Okay, thank you very much, Maria.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Woohoo! Area code 805. Good afternoon.
Hello, JP. Am I on?
You are indeed on.
Okay, it's good to talk to you again. This is Deborah, but I go by the code name Breezy on the chat.
Ah, Breezy, there you are again.
Yeah, because when I called in first, I just love your voice and your energy, so I just called to meet you. But now I've been listening tonight, and I wonder if we could do my soul ray. And I don't know how much time you have, but we had talked about the 17 seconds for the hug and the Ho'oponopono thing that I can never say, and about how I love everybody but don't really want to be around too many people lately. So, you know, that's where we left off, and it was a break. So I went, and I didn't stay on the line.
Okay, all right, so welcome. Good. Okay, so your rays. Okay, rays 1, 2, 4. So you're a rare one. You're you could be quite a comedian. Huh?
Yeah, what, I was just laughing. Go ahead.
You could be a comedian. You could be, because you could be a comedian, or you could be an artist. You could make mm-hmm. people laugh. You could make people cry.
Yep.
Yeah, you've got that kind yeah. of tune. It's an ability to tune in. It's another ability to tune in to what is. It's like being able to walk on a tightrope. Just being able to minutely balance the situation as you go through. If you're in your right, you know, if your soul and your personality are in the right order. Otherwise, and this is probably what happened in your earlier life. Life is chaos
right.
around you.
Mm.
And you find yourself in the midst of a war zone that is your own life.
Oh, wow. I don't know if it was that bad, but it was mostly my doing because I was so involved at that point. I got too wrapped up in everybody else's, and then once I started to tune back into me, things got a lot calmer.
Mm.
Yeah.
As you went out, trying to fix the world.
Right. Did a lot of that.
Yep, yeah. All right. So here's the thing. The difference between a soul reaction and a personality reaction. Personality reaction, I've got to fix this conflict. First of all, personality reaction sees conflict. Right? Then decides it has to go out and fix it.
Right.
And throws all of its resources into fixing what it sees outside of itself.
That was me. I got myself sick from doing that. And then the less I do that, I feel so good now.
Exactly.
Like back to when I was 14. My body hasn't caught up, but, you know, yes. I did that a lot. Look, I did it really good, but it really hurt me.
Yes, of course. So the soulful, here's the thing, the soulful way of seeing it is the conflict actually is inside. And what's happening outside of me is reflecting some trigger that is going on inside me that is my stuff to work out. It's my karma.
Exactly. Yep.
You know, it was my little pot of poop that I had to deal with in this lifetime, you know.
Right, so fix it in me instead of trying to fix it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then.
Got it.
And then what happens is that it's like it only takes one. It only takes one person to change for the whole world to change.
Yeah.
And that's not changing anything outside of themselves, but something inside of them.
Exactly. Okay, cool. Well, can I ask you on the 1, 2, 4, what is the... which one's the soul, which one is the personality? I can't remember
order. Okay, the order is always the highest first.
Okay, so soul?
The monad.
Monad.
The monad, which Frank Jordan calls the high soul. You could call it your oversoul. They have different words.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So monad, and then soul, and then personality.
Yeah. So,
okay,
in terms of soul group, you're in the 1-2 group.
Okay.
Okay. And indeed, we've had quite a few people today on the 1-2 soul group.
I've heard that. You're a 1-2-3. The last one was a 1-2-3. I've heard a lot of.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of 6-7.
So there's a 1-2-4. That's you. There's a 1-2-7 and a 1-2-3. And do you know what? That means that the world is evolving.
Oh, goody!
Because that's proportionally higher than the rays. One of the reasons that I do this is like, this is like I'm dipping my finger in the water to tell its temperature. How many 6th ray?
Right.
How many 7th ray? How many 2nd ray? These are the rays that are really bubbling up at the moment. Very, very very, very rare to have 1st ray souls, 3rd ray souls, 4th ray souls. The 4th ray souls tend to be these super soldiers, and people who've gone through those programs. Those are the people who have this incredible strength and extremophilic soul ray, which is the 4th.
Now, I've got 4 in the personality, so does that just mean that on a personality level, because I am super strong, but I'm not fit right now. And I am a rebel at people call me, they call me comedian, but I've done readings, I do Reiki. My mom always calls me a pioneer. Like I'm always the first, I've got to try
that
all
that first ray.
Stuff.
That's the first
ray. Oh, okay. That's the first one.
Tell me, have you got nice eyebrows?
Not anymore.
People used to remark on your eyebrows, right?
Yeah, my eyes especially, but yeah, and my eyebrows.
I know these are little things that you collect over the years. Yeah, oh yeah, 4th ray people.
Yeah,
they got eyebrows. They got great eyebrows. Tend to be And it depends on other factors, but tend to be harmonious people, you know.
Yeah.
Especially in the older, in the older days, you know, they're the people who grow old beautifully and gracefully. You know, this,
aww,
like this woman of 80 that you see, and she's still, you know, standing in her high heels, perfect, and the Chanel, you know, everything's just, that would probably, you know, that would probably be more of a seventh, the sort of tidily dressed, more like, beautifully dressed, not necessarily tidily dressed, like a, you know, like
there you go,
pixie, yeah, or Victorian, or you know, something medieval or something like that. Anyway.
Well, I wanted to ask you another question real quick. I know, unless you, do you have time?
Yeah, come on. There's nobody called in yet, so keep going.
Okay. Have you heard of, I'm sure you have because you're over there, Orosoma, the Orosoma system,
yeah,
with the colors?
Oh, wow, Orosoma. I haven't seen them around for years. But yes, it used to be a thing people were in them.
That's what I did. That's what I was trained in. I've studied astrology since eighth grade, and I ended up doing it professionally. But what I started out with, because I wanted something that nobody really knew much about, number one,
I
guess, you know.
They still don't.
And I did,
They still don't.
I did that for years. And then I broke off and do my own system. I'm retired now and on disability myself. I mean, that's how sick I got from trying to save the world or instead of myself. But that's what I did. And I've been over to England and Scotland and Ireland a couple times. And I just, so I used to read colors. So I'm always fascinated. So when you were talking about the souls, I know a little bit. I live in Ojai. And
you know, Nora.
The Theosophical Society is here. And they're big on the rays.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. They're all about the rays. Do you know Nora Herald?
Now, I've seen her in the chat room, I think. I do not know her personally, but I think I've heard her name. I haven't been on Revolution Radio that long, or I hadn't been in the chat room that long, or listened to all the shows.
All right.
But she has a show, right? I'm not sure if
she has a show on Revolution, but she's a channeler. She channels the Pleiadians.
Cool.
I know that she's from Ojai, and she does these things. She's always talking about Ojai. So, anyway.
Oh, Nora Hill. Her last name's Hill.
Herald. Herold. And then there's...
I do know her. I've met her. She's great. I went to a gathering of hers. I don't go to many of those anymore, but I was actually drawn and I met her. She's great.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Anyway, as you said,
Ojai, you know. So anyway, your question.
Yeah. Oh, that was it, just about Orosoma, if you had heard of it, because that's what I used to do.
Indeed, and that is just typical, archetypal, of a fourth ray, especially combined with a spirit. I mean, people have got the second, not that other people haven't, but people that have got this 1-2 thing going on, are definitely students of the esoteric.
Yeah.
I have been for many lifetimes.
Well, I mean, since I came in, since I can remember. And my parents think that I was lucky enough to let me study it, you know?
Well, you incarnate you'll incarnate into the appropriate places, you see.
Yes.
Because you choose your parents, don't you?
Yes.
So, you choose your parents, and you also choose a bunch of stuff to deal with. Okay,
yes.
And you've chosen it, so...
You know what Mike Booth used to say, the one who runs Orosoma right now? He told me once, he goes, yes, we pick our perfect manure patch to grow our perfect blossoms.
That's right. Our little lotus flower has to grow out of something. It's got to get... So, So here's my take on what people call light workers. Right?
Okay.
Light workers are generally born into the evilest families on the planet. Military, industrial complex, the Nazis, mind controllers, all of these stuff. And the job of the light worker is to just survive, because they're not the kind of people that are going to pass it on. They're better than that. They're more evolved. They're actually evolved, and they're not going to fall for the same old mind control tricks. Right. Or if they do, it wears off. And they fight back. And so you'll find a lot of people who we call whistleblowers, who are born into these families, learn their stuff, learn all about it, and then blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Do you think the reason they do that, in a way, because I've often thought, and then I've given a lot of readings to people, too, it's all where I read that you have to somehow get to the point, if you don't know already, that we're a soul in the body, and that so we were surrounded by this, but then somehow we have to realize we're not that, and that that's okay, but that's not where it's at, and that it doesn't make people right or wrong, but just to connect with the soul instead of the environment, maybe. In those situations where you have the family or the environment or the corporation, like, there's got to be a reason that you're there, too, for your evolution.
Yeah, well, basically, you're a little Jesus. You know, you're absorbing...
That's what my therapist used to say.
Yeah, I mean, you're a micro-Jesus, nano-Jesus, that absorbs the negativity and grounds it. Okay? You know about shamanic healing. Shamanic healing, you take on the vibration of the person who's sick, and you revibrate that, you cleanse it, and you pass back their natural vibration. Okay? So, you've been doing that, but partly unconsciously, you've been taking on other people's stuff. And indeed, there will have been times when other people's stuff would have triggered your stuff. And you weren't able to deal with that, but now you've got to deal with that as well.
Right.
So.
Okay, well, cool.
Yes. As I said, if you wish to have further conversations, I am available.
Yes, I heard that. Okay.
Okay, thank you very
much. Well, thank you so much again for your time, and it was nice to talk further with you. And thank you for everything you do.
Thank you so much,
please. And you're just wonderful to listen to, too. Okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Bye-bye, Breezy.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you. Right, so, hello, area code 404. Who's speaking and where are you speaking from? Ah, are you muted? You're still muted. Oh, you've hung up. Okay, try again. See if we can call him. That was the thing. So, while we're waiting, let's see, we've got about 10 minutes left. Oh, this has been fun. I hope you've had fun with this. It's nice to get a there we go. So I'm just, gonna tune into the breeze, to Cortec here. There you are, mate. Alright. Nice. There we go. So, slightly less radio friendly to tune in. So, my soul, my monads, ray 1, ray 2, soul, monad ray 2, soul ray 7, soul ray 7, plus nothing, 1, 2, 3. Alright, so you're 273, Brad, and indeed. That's the same as the caller but one. So anything that I said to him will apply to you. Area code 404. Are you unmuted?
JB.
Hello. Who's that?
Am I metered? I don't know what metered is.
Muted. It's okay. You're not muted.
Oh, not muted.
Yeah. It's okay, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, who's that?
This is Lee in Atlanta.
Lee?
Yes.
Hello, Lee in Atlanta. So, what's...
I'm listening to him one ear. I had to take you out of my ear.
Right.
I have to admit, I've heard of you through a mutual friend of ours in Florida, and... this is the first chance I've had to listen in on your radio station.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I am learning with each call. I know very little about the rays of which you speak. but am very curious to know more. I'm going through a period that has lots of changes in it and some physical challenges attaching, and I was curious for what insight you might be able to share with me.
All right. Okay. So yeah, that makes sense. Your rays are 2, 6, 2. So monad 2, soul ray 6, and personality 2. So as you were listening to the last but one caller, who was in the ray 6 soul group, you're here because of you know, it's clearing up karma. The thing that I'm getting is about standing up for yourself. Have you had a lot of experience of like not having confidence or lacking boldness of some kind?
I think there's some truth in that, yes.
And, you know, it's all very well, and you've probably made excuses for yourself and said, oh, I don't want to go there because of this and that, and because of this and that, because of this and that. The upside of that energy is an exquisite sensitivity. It's like, oh, it's a bit, the weather's got a little nip in it, I don't want to go out now. You know, that kind of sensitivity that is perhaps a little, overcautious. Let's say. But at the same time, there's like a steam train behind it. And so perhaps in internally you find yourself in a position of being between a rock and a hard place. Or between something pushing hard and something that won't move. Do you find yourself in those conflicts?
I think I understand what you're trying to say there, yes.
Yeah, so... let me see. So, what do you have a question?
Just to see if there's some direction involved. Is that I've been listening, but when you're as ignorant as I am on what you're speaking about, I goes in and I take it in. You said 2, 6, 2.
Yes.
The 6 being the soul and the clearing up of karma.
Yeah.
And the initial 2 is the ray of
the higher self, the higher soul.
Soul ray.
Yeah,
higher soul.
Okay. So basically, you've got a lot of the equipment there. Okay, now somebody else was mentioning it, and I didn't get around to it, and so we'll use it here because this is most appropriate. Anybody who's got sixth ray soul. And wishes to clear up their karma as quickly as they can use this very simple formula. Now, the other thing is something that I've mentioned before, is that in order for oxytocin to flow, you need to be hugged for 17 seconds continuously.
Yeah, the last gal asked about that.
That's right. And so I was thinking about how do I do this timing some... and sometimes I do a timing, yeah, I'll make up a little poem or something to get the timing of something. So, and I thought, so I measured it. So if this takes, this little process takes 17 seconds, alright? So when you meet someone, do what I do. Just repeat what I say, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so first of all, I love you.
Okay, I love you.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's called the Ho'oponopono. Say it quickly, Ho'oponopono.
Ho'oponopono, I thought that sounded familiar, yes.
Yeah, just say pony twice. Ho'oponopono, you know, Ho'oponopono. Right?
Yes.
And it's two ponies. So this is a very fast tool for clearing karma. Anytime you get upset, just focus on the person, and you can just think them in your mind, and just say this. You can say it as many times as you like. There's no overdose of Ho'oponopono. It's magical. It has an incredible effect. So, Lee, go ahead.
Yes. I've written it down, but I am familiar with it. Actually, as you were saying it, I was kind of pacing you in my mind, so I appreciate the reminder.
Bless you. Bless you. Basically, that takes 17 seconds. So if you hug someone and you say, I love you, I'm sorry, blah, 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 each, that's 17 seconds. So that's a perfect, that would be a, you know, perfect oxytocin-rich hug. And oxytocin is the happy chemical, the happy hormone that your brain produces when you are hugged and stroked and people are nice to you and you're with friends and you're having a nice time. That's oxytocin. So, thank you so much, Lee. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Journeys with JP.
I have a quick question for you, though, JP.
Okay, well, the guitar will come soon. Go ahead.
While you were talking about the, you were saying how to get in touch with you, and I was looking throughout the website and could not find that. Perhaps for everyone that's still online, you could tell us where to find that on the website.
Right. Go to everbeyondradio.com. I think you can click on consultation. Oh, it's crashed. I'll fix it. I'll sew it up in a few minutes. Okay, good night, everybody.
Okay.
God bless you.
Bye. Listen to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.